How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
So there was this one night before I met your mother, when I really wanted to go to the bar.
The bar. Big surprise.
You sure spent a lot of time in bars.
Well, that's just what we did back then. Me, Marshall and Lily, Barney, Robin. We all used to hang out at this one bar called McLaren's. But then one night...
Why don't we go to McLaren's?
Let's go to McLaren's.
You guys talking to each other? Nobody's listening?
What's wrong with McLaren?
McLaren's is bore snore. Ted, tonight we're gonna go out. We're gonna meet some ladies. It's gonna be legendary. Phone 5.
I had no idea why I hung out with Barney.
You didn't phone 5, did you? I know when you don't phone 5, Ted. Come on. We always go to McLaren's.
Yeah, because McLaren's is fun.
McLaren's is this much fun. What I'm offering is the chance to have this much fun.
See, you say that. You say it's gonna be this much fun, but most of the time it ends up being this much fun. This much fun is good. It's safe. It's guaranteed.
This hand gesture thing doesn't really work on the phone, does it?
No, it doesn't. Get in the cab. Marshall, you too.
Oh, I wish I could. I think Lily and I are just
coming. I understand. Get in the cab. Why can Marshall say no?
Because he's getting laid.
Consistently.
Ted, right here. You keep going to the same bar. You're in a rut. And I am a rut buster. I'm going to bust your rut.
It's not a rut, okay? It's a routine, and I like it.
Ted, what's the first syllable in rut-teen?
Ted finally relents and joins Barney in the cab. Marshall sees them off.
Peace out, suckers.
All right, so what's this legendary plan?
First, we gotta pick someone up at the airport.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Esteban, doors!
The driver locks the doors.
Okay, we just do this one little thing, and the rest of the night is ours.
Why do you have those suitcases, and who are we picking up?
I don't know. Maybe her or her.
Wait, so when you said you were going to pick someone up at the airport, you meant you were going to pick someone up at the airport?
Scenario. Couple of girls fly into town looking for a fun weekend in NYC when they meet two handsome international businessmen just back from a lucrative trip to Japan. Sample dialogue. You have a wheelie bag? Well, I have a wheelie bag.
You've got to be kidding me.
False. Sidebar, tuck in your shirt. You look sketchy.
I'm sketchy?
Trust me, it's going to be legendary.
Don't say legendary, okay? You're too liberal with the word legendary.
We're building an igloo in Central Park. It's gonna be legendary. Snowsuit up! Ted, right here. This is happening. Now, you can either put the bags on the carousel now, or you can listen to me give you a really long speech convincing you to put the bags on the carousel. Your move.
Ted doesn't move.
Ted, since the dawn of time, mankind has struggled.
That night, Marshall had a ton of studying to do. So Lily went out with Robin, who was new to New York and looking for a friend.
I'm so glad we finally get to hang out just the two of us.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're okay giving up your Friday night to hang with an old, almost married lady?
Oh, please. I'm so sick of the meat market scene. Guys are like the subway. You miss one, another one comes along in 5 minutes.
Unless it's the end of the night, then you get on anything.
Hey, Al.
Compliment to that guy.
Really? Sweet.
Oh, for you, it's $6.
Yes, that's one drawback to being engaged. I'm sure that's why he didn't.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
An attractive brunette.
So, did you just get in from Detroit? Japan.
The woman picks up her bag and goes.
Okay, carousel 4 is tapped out. Ready? Because I'm about to drop some knowledge. Cute girls are not from Buffalo. Time out, 10 o'clock. You ready to rock this, Tedder?
All right, I think we need to refine our backstory first. How did we...
Ted, you klutzy great guy, you!
He pushes him over.
Barney.
Hi. My God, are you okay?
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. No, you were a little shaky on your landing. I give you a 9.2.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Ted.
Laura, look, I'm really sorry that we have to hit and run, but we've got a plane to catch.
Oh, where are you headed?
Philadelphia.
Philly? That's where we're headed.
You are. Well, then we'll see you on the plane.
Yes, you will. Follow them. Ticket's on me.
No. Barney! Don't you get on that escalator! And don't you dare get on that subsequent escalator!
Marshall.
Study in law. Making a responsible choice for my future. On Friday night. Being a lawyer had better be awesome.
Ted calls from the plane.
What's up, Ted?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Hey, guess where I am? I'm on a ready plane to ready. Philadelphia.
That is awesome.
Hey, is that Marshall? Marshall, stop whatever you're doing, get in that hoopty-ass Fiero of yours and come meet us in Philly. It's gonna be legendary.
Man, I wish I could, guys.
Yeah. I sent you some pictures on my phone. Check it.
Barney doing his look into my eyes gesture.
Philly! Admit it, you're having fun. This much fun. 35,000 feet of fun. Well, I didn't think I'd be flying to Philadelphia when I woke up this morning. I'll give you that.
Attaboy. Let's go talk to those girls.
Whoa, the seatbelt sign's on.
Ted, you've been living your whole life in a seatbelt. It's time to unclick.
He gets up.
Sir, the seatbelt light's on.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I grew up in Park Slope. Oh, I love Park Slope. When did you move to Manhattan?
You're from Park Slope?
No, she is.
So where are you from? Heaven?
Yeah, I'm a ghost. I died 15 years ago. Like that pickup line.
Hey-o.
And I'm so sorry.
Oh, believe me, I've been there. I have this line that I use when guys come through. Check it out.
Hey.
You take this one. I'll save it for the next one.
So what brings you guys to Philly?
We're visiting our boyfriends.
I think Chris is going to propose this weekend. Isn't that great?
So great.
So there we were. Stuck on an airplane to Philadelphia with two very unsingle girls. All thanks to your Uncle Barney.
Aren't they cute? They're both linebackers for the Eagles.
Both? Both of their boyfriends are linebackers.
You're going to Philly? Why?
I didn't ask.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot more fun than I am. I'm just talking to guys' backs while they hit on Robin.
Well, yeah, I bet she gets that a lot.
Don't you bet I get that a lot?
Not with a ring on your finger. I mean, you know, guys see the ring, it's like, ka-chong, Marshall parking only.
Oh, of course, that's it, the ring. I guess I'm not used to it yet.
Oh, it's totally the ring. If you took that ring off your finger, you'd have a ton of guys crowd in your junk.
I'm not gonna take off my ring. Wouldn't you be jealous of guys swarming all over my beeswax?
Oh, yeah. You know me, I'm the jealous type. Any goon so much as looks at you, I'll sock him in the kisser. No, seriously, you girls have a good time tonight.
Bye.
Glumly putting down her phone, Lily takes off her ring and waves her left hand.
Robin! Robin! Hey, I'm over here.
Go into Philly! Marshall, don't come to Philly.
But we're on an adventure.
We're on a tarmac in Philadelphia. Crazy adventure.
Fine.
No. The night has just started. Look, airport bar, flight attendants. They'll get your tray table in its full upright position. Say what?
Passengers, Mosby and Stinson, please come with us, gentlemen. Keep your hands where I can see them.
Barney, I am going to kill you.
Don't say you're going to kill someone in front of airport security. Not cool. This is an outrage. We are international businessmen on a very important international business trip. I demand you release us immediately.
You demand? No. He does not demand. We have no demands.
So I'm going to have to ask you to remain calm.
Okay, yeah, I'm calm. I'm totally calm.
We've got footage of you placing two bags on JFK Carousel 3 and abandoning them to purchase a last-minute flight with cash.
Those bags were your responsibility.
They were your bags!
Sir, please. We're assessing the bag situation.
A bomb disposal unit.
Look, this is all just, it's a misunderstanding.
Please. We are international businessmen. My colleague accidentally left the bags there. Now please let us go before we miss our international business meeting.
Can't remember the last time I saw an international businessman with an untucked shirt. In addition, we received this footage, taken over the last few months.
Barney surreptitiously drops a case onto a carousel before wandering off. On another occasion, he drops a bag containing a set of skis onto the carousel. Now, he climbs out of a duffel bag that's already on the carousel and ambles over to a woman standing nearby.
Believe it or not, that duffel bag thing worked.
The truth is, my friend, he does this thing where he goes to airports with fake luggage to pick up girls. And we followed some here to Philadelphia. That's it. That's all this is.
Nobody's that lame.
Yes, he's that lame. Tell him you're that lame.
We are international businessmen.
Oh, come on!
Sir, lower your voice, we restrain you.
Dude, seriously, relax.
We at least get to call our lawyer.
Exactly. We have a lawyer?
Listen to me. You're both American citizens. Don't let him pull any Patriot Act voodoo. You both retain the right to refuse to answer any questions without an attorney present, so don't say anything until I get there, all right? Okay, goodbye.
Ophelia!
The adventure continues!
Destroy!
It's ridiculous in here. Why don't we go somewhere else?
No, this place is great.
Lily pouts.
What are you doing?
What?
With your lips and everything?
My lips are always like this.
She spills her drink. Ted and Barney abound with their chins on a table.
You had to play the race card.
Relax, Ted. We didn't do anything wrong. And, BTW, we'd be out of here by now if you'd have tucked in your shirt.
Go ahead, JFK. What is the baggage status?
They're clean. It's just a whole bunch of condoms. And a power bar.
You're free to go.
Don't come to Philly.
Man, I'm almost halfway there.
Yeah, we just got released and we're heading back on the next flight. Meet us at McLaren's. Maybe we can still make last call.
Can we just...
No, we can't just. We're going home.
We're going to Sasha's.
Who the hell is Sasha?
Sasha. She's having friends over for drinks at her house. It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy.
No.
Legendary.
Legendary. That sounds awesome.
No, Marshall, we're going back.
Fine. Hold on, I have another call. Hello?
Marshall, we're going to Sasha's.
No, we're not.
Ted, right here. Yes, we are.
Sorry, buddy, two against one.
Oh, look, a booth opened up.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we could finally go talk and you're not listening to me, so I'm gonna walk away.
Yeah, booth.
Lily's been eyeing up a guy across the bar.
Hey.
Hey. I'm engaged. You know, I'm sorry. I took my ring off. It's very, very sweet of you to come over and talk to me, but I just...
Yeah, I'm gay. I just came over to let you know that you sat on a grape.
Oh, damn it!
Dejected, Lily pockets her ring once more.
So, Barney and I hit the town, Philadelphia, PA. Our first and only stop, Sasha's party.
They're watching TV with two guys.
So, you're Sasha's friends, huh?
You know it.
You guys, keep the volume down. You're gonna wake my grandpa. Who wants our lemonade?
The two guys put up their hands, and Ted and Barney each receive a bottle.
Back at the bar, girls' night out wasn't going as Robin had hoped.
Marshall's calling Lily from his car.
Lily's phone.
Robin, where's Lily?
She's,
Is she talking to some hot guy? Oh, you can tell me. It's totally cool. It was my idea. Hell, I told her she could take the ring off.
Really? Well, I thought it was kind of weird, but if you're cool with it, yeah. It's off and she's talking to some guy. Do you want me to go over and...
No, don't interrupt. It's awesome. So the ring's really off, huh? It's awesome. Well, just tell her I called. And tell her that she's awesome.
Hanging up, Marshall looks like he's going to cry.
Really, really awesome. Our relationship is built on mutual trust. I can't breathe.
Did you hear that, Ted? Dana works security at the Liberty Bell.
I do okay.
Wow, it must be really well cordoned off over there. Do you ever go behind the rope and touch it?
Only all the time.
You ever, like, stick your head inside it?
Yeah.
Do you ever lick it?
Nope. I have never licked it.
I bet nobody in history has ever licked the Liberty Bell. If someone were to pull that off, I dare say it would be, what's the word?
Well, this is my stop.
Legendary, Ted, legendary.
Barney, I'm going to the airport. Sasha, thank you. And tell your grandpa I'm sorry I walked in on him in the bathroom.
I'll get some club soda for that stain.
Robin comes over to Lily.
Lily, I thought tonight was about us hanging out. What are you doing?
Just fending off the advances of that totally hot guy.
Dude, I think that guy is gay.
Oh, I know that guy is gay. Just Marshall and I have been together for 9 years. I haven't been single since high school.
You want to be single? You want to fight off loser guys all night? Does that seem like fun to you?
I guess I just wanted to throw this net back into the ocean and see how many fish I could catch. So far, one gay dolphin.
And Marshall. Lily, all these girls here tonight are all hoping to catch what you've already got.
You're right, I know. Hey, do you want to go get coffee and have an actual conversation?
If by coffee you mean cheesecake, then yes.
Hey, I got the club soda. Let's see that booty. Oh,
thank you so much.
Marshall walks in and squares up to the guy.
You want a mess, pal? That's my fiance's hot backside that you're dabbing.
Marshall, no!
Baby, please, don't ever take that ring off again, no matter how awesome I say that it is.
It's okay, man.
Back off, hombre! I'm not that afraid to fight you. You want to test this guy? Be my guest.
Marshall, he's gay.
Oh, thank God, I've never been in a fight before.
You don't say.
So it turned out Uncle Marshall really was the jealous type. Unfortunately, that guy's boyfriend, also the jealous type.
He pushes Marshall. Ted and Barney are sitting in silence in the back of a cab.
Could have licked the Liberty Bell.
We're going to the airport.
Bong. Bong.
Why do I hang out with you? Why? All I wanted was to have a regular beer at my regular bar with my regular friends in my regular city.
Ted. You're not even looking.
No, I'm not.
Look, our forefathers died for the pursuit of happiness, okay? Not for the sit around and wait of happiness. Now, if you want, you can go to the same bar, drink the same beer, talk to the same people every day, or you can lick the Liberty Bell. You can grab life by the crack and lick the crap out of it.
That was beautiful, man.
Thanks, Leonard. Ted, you're missing out on a valuable life lesson
here. Look, I don't need you to teach me how to live, okay? I know how to live. If you want to go lick the Liberty Bell, just go lick it yourself.
No, it has to be the two of us.
Why? Why do you need me?
Because you're my best friend, all right? You don't have to tell me I'm yours. But the way I see it, we're a team. Without you, I'm just the dynamic Uno. Fine. If you want to go home, then we'll go home.
Fine. We'll go lick the Liberty Bell.
Good, because we're here.
I had no idea how Barney redirected the cab without me knowing, but we got out, Dana let us in, and by God, we licked the Liberty Bell. And you know what it tastes like?
What?
Freedom. No, actually, it tastes like pennies.
Oh my God. Did you guys really do that?
We really did. And that was when I realized why I hung out with Barney. I never got where I thought I wanted to go, but I always got a great story.
So, that girl you were talking to, that was Mom?
Kids, every story in a man's life is like a dot in an impressionist painting. And when
so
you...
that's a no?
Yeah, that's a no. What? Come on.